I'm sharing Divrei Torah today in honor of the sixth Yahrzeit of Yaakov Yehuda ben Yishayahu David. May his neshama continue to have an aliyah. I want to speak about something that is spoken about quite widely in the Gemara, in the Sifrei Mitzvos and Halacha, and namely that's the topic of Ahavas Hager, loving the convert, that comes up in this pasuk parsha and Parshas Ekev. And people are aware of the fact that the Gemara says in several places that Kashim Gerim LeYisrael Kasapachas, that the presence of Gerim to Bnei Yisrael are as difficult as a scab. Meaning there's something difficult about the presence of Gerim to Yisrael. And that's something of an odd comment, because of course we know that the Torah speaks about never persecuting a ger and loving a ger. So what does it mean when we say that kashim gerim lisok sapachas? So what's fascinating is that Tosos and Kedushin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis and Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph goes through a number of opinions, and the range of opinions of what this means, kashim gerim lisok sapachas, that a ger is difficult to Israel like a scab, the range of opinions are quite wide. So, for instance, you have the sheet of Rashi, which Tosos quotes. He says, "Because gerim she'einim bekiyim b'mitzvos u'mevim poranios, because gerim are not as familiar with the fulfillment of mitzvos, and they bring poranios." And this would seemingly be attached to what Tosos says a little later on, that the idea of arvos kol yisrael revim zelozeh. There's a question which is discussed later in Tosfos by the Acharonim about how Arvus would work for somebody that comes into Klal Yisrael later. But because of this idea of Arvus, and the ger is not, the convert may not be so familiar with the mitzvos, so therefore maybe he is bringing a peronios. He's bringing some type of negative response onto Klal Yisrael. Another answer brought down by Tosfos is v'och melamdim es Yisrael mimaseihem. Often a ger might be coming from a background that is unfamiliar, that has a different cultural sensitivity than the backgrounds of people that were raised within Klal Yisrael. Certainly, this probably does not apply the way that it once did, seeing that we as Jews are exposed to sort of everything nowadays. But that was the concern of Tosfos, that maybe somebody is coming from a different background, different sensitivities, different sensibilities, and therefore that's going to be something which is taught to Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's why Kashm Gerim Lisrael Kasapachas. Another answer that's brought down in Tosfos, which Tosfos rejects, is that maybe the reason that the presence of Gerim are difficult to Klal Yisrael is because it's then forcing us to be spread out to different countries, because we're supposed to be people that are attracting Gerim to us, we're attracting converts. We're serving as an Or L'Goyim. Therefore, as a result, we're spread out throughout the world in an attempt to draw Gerim towards us. And maybe that's why Kashm Gerim Lisrael Kasapachas is difficult. The presence of Gerim is difficult because of the fact that we are spread throughout Galus trying to attract Gerim. Another reason brought down by Tosfos is because it says 36 different places the Isser of not in any way persecuting lo sonu a sager, of not persecuting a convert. And perhaps it's a mitzvah, Tosa says, that we cannot totally fulfill properly. I'm not sure why not, but Tosa says this in a few places. Maybe we are going to mess up on this mitzvah or this aveira of lo sonu, and therefore it's not that Gerim themselves are kosher Yisrael, but the fact that we may fail in our obligations to a ger, maybe that's kashim gerim liyisrael kasapachas. And lastly, it's brought down by none other than Rav Avram Hager. He says, "Do you know why gerim are kashim liyisrael? Do you know why it's so difficult? Because gerim are coming in, and this is something that I guess I myself, both as far as being a Rav of a shul, as well as working on a Beis Din for Gerus, have seen many times, a Ger is coming in with a certain level of excitement, a certain level of enthusiasm. There's a certain being medaktik, b'mitzvos, in a way that Klal Yisrael cannot match. People who've been doing this their entire life cannot match. And therefore, that was Kashm Gerim Lisrael Kasapachas. What's difficult is that by comparison to a ger, a Jew often may be perceived as being unmotivated or not as medaktik, not as zahir. And therefore, that's the part that's kashim. What's kashim is sort of the negative comparison to a ger. So it's fascinating, this Tosos, is that you have this line in the Gemara that's very ambiguous, that's somewhat provocative, and the range of opinions are all over the map. Either because of the fact that they don't know the mitzvos and they're going to bring peronios. In that same category is that Klal Yisrael is going to learn from their negative behavior. And the reverse of that is that the positive side of the gerim, that someone who's a convert with that type of enthusiasm and excitement and newness might reflect badly on Klal Yisrael. And it's so fascinating, those range of opinions of sort of the perception of bringing gerim into Klal Yisrael. Now, what can't be debated and what certainly wouldn't be debated is how gerim are supposed to be treated. We already referenced what Tosos points out, that it says 36 different times, lo sonu, that you cannot in any way do ona'a, in any way persecute a ger. You can't persecute anybody, but especially a ger. Gerim ha'yisim ve'aretz Mitzrayim. And there's actually a debate how many times, in fact, this lo sonu applies to gerim in the Torah. This is Machlokes who showed him about that. But again, what's clear is the level of ava that we're supposed to have for gerim. So, for instance, the pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, "V'yahavtem es ager, ki ger me'yisim eretz Yisrael." Very clearly, you have to love the ger, and there's a reason behind it, sort of etymological reason behind it, namely, ki ger me'yisim eretz Yisrael. Now, what's curious is that this is not the first time that this mitzvah of ava sager is recorded. We have earlier in Parshas Kedoshim, V'chiyogri t'chager bi'artzachem, lo sonu oso. If you have a convert or a stranger living with you in your land, you cannot in any way oppress him. Ki ezrach mikem yeh lochem, he should be like one of you. Hager hagar itchem, the stranger who lives with you, v'yahavta lo kamocha, you have to love him like yourself. Now, what the Achronim raise as a curiosity is that when the Monei HaMitzvos bring down this mitzvah of Ahavta Mesager, they use the pasuk from Ekev, V'ahavta Mesager Kigemer Yisim Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to the pasuk from Kedoshim, V'ahavta Lo Kamocha Kigemer Yisim Eretz Yisrael. The question is why? Why are we choosing the pasuk from the Mishnah Torah, when in theory we would use the first pasuk that appears in Parshas Kedoshim? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two is, we know that the Rambam brings down in Mitzvah Reish Vav, Rambam speaks about this in Hilchos Deos and Perek Vav, namely, of course, the mitzvah of Haftarecha Kamocha. This is the Rambam and again Mitzvah Reish Vav in the Sefer HaMitzvah. This is a mitzvah to love each other. Kasher Nehav Atzmeinu, in the same way that we love ourselves, we love our fellow, our neighbor. Shetiyeh Ahavaso V'chemlaso Li'achiv, Ki Ahavaso V'chemlaso Li'atzmo. The love and the mercy you have on your neighbor should be the same love and mercy you have for ourselves. And the Rambam continues in that vein. Now, the Rambam also then goes ahead and lists in the very next mitzvah, Reish Zayin, he lists the mitzvah of Ahavas Ager. I'll just read you a few lines. Hishet Tzivanu Le'ahavas Agerim, V'hu Amru Yisrael Le'ahavtam Es Ager, that he quotes the pasuk from Ekev, V'yafapi Shehaya Nichlal Bezeh Im Yisrael, even though this ger is now a part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore is included in the mitzvah of Ahavas Reim, Shezeh Hager Ger Tzedek, Ava Mivnei Shenichnas B'Torasenu Hosif Ha'el or Hakel Ava Al Ava. So, seeing that he came into Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of added another layer of Ava. There's almost like an extra layer of Ava that is experienced by the Ger. So the Rambam brings down Mitzvah Reish Vav, the mitzvah of Ahavas Reim, and the mitzvah of Reish Zayin, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hager. Now, this isn't so simple. Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon does not list Ahavas Hager as a separate mitzvah. And Yeruchim for Shapurlo, in his magnum opus, in his incredible commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Ben Usad Jirgon, so he says that it's essentially the same mitzvah, right? Once already, the Ger is part of Klal Yisrael, so they are Nichlal, they're now part of the mitzvah of Ahavas Hager. Why do we need a separate pasuk? That you love him like yourself, basically is telling us just to remember that the ger has a full status within Klal Yisrael, right? We might have thought, I don't know who would have thought this, but we might have thought that maybe there's a lesser standard, maybe in a certain way, the mitzvah after kamocha might not apply to someone that is sort of joining us midstream, so to speak. So Yerucham for Shapurlo says that no, they have the full status of being part of Klal Yisrael in regards to the mitzvah of Ava and all other mitzvahs. But when it comes to mitzvah after Echa Kamocha, there's no separate mitzvah after Masager, right? Those psukim are just telling us that the gerim are nichlal, are now included in the general mitzvah, the communal mitzvah of after Echa Kamocha. The Rambam clearly is not saying that. The Rambam clearly is saying that there's two separate mitzvahs. Now, a question might be, why is that, right? What exactly is sort of the unique mitzvah of Ahavas Hager more so than Ahavas Yisrael? How is that maybe articulated differently? How is it formulated differently? They're already part of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam already is is already sensitive to this point. They're part of Klal Yisrael. So what sort of different nuance is brought to the mitzvah of Ahavas Hager? So I saw brought down in some of the Acharonim, I believe I saw this in Rabbi Siment's Sefer and Mitzvah HaMelech, which is a great four-volume Sefer and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, that the distinction seems to be in the Sefer HaChinuch the following. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, when he speaks about Ahavas Yisrael, so he very much exemplifies and expresses the Shita brought down in the Gemara Masech HaShabbos, right? Masha Soni Alecha, that which is hated, detested to you, do not do to your friend, which has a very shlili, like a very negative sort of connotation. Don't do this, don't do that. If you don't like this, don't do this to your friend. But essentially, it's the abstinence of certain behaviors that you don't like. If you don't like when somebody cuts you off on the road, don't cut off your friend on the road. If you don't like when somebody, whatever it is. And that's essentially the way that Sefer HaChinuch brings down the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, this very shlili, sort of abstaining from negative behaviors. When it comes to the mitzvah of Ahavas Hager, the Sefer HaChinuch seems to be, and this again, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Ekev, much more in the positive. What you do for them and how you speak to them and what you give them and how you treat them. So whereas the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael is the removal or the abstinence of certain behaviors and maybe is conveyed in a more sort of negative type of way, the mitzvah when it comes to Ahavas Hager is far more positive. Now for the Rambam itself, that doesn't seem to be the case, because for the Rambam, the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael is also very positive. The Rambam doesn't record sort of the negative pieces that's like conveyed in Masechta Shabbos. What seems to be the case for the Rambam is that the quality of love and the type of love for the ger, excuse me, is different than the love of Israel. Now, on the one hand, what the Rambam seems to say is that mosiv ahavaso or aval ahavaso, it just maybe it's more, right? If you love someone from Klal Yisrael an 8.6, so then an Ahavas Hager would be a 9.5. There's like a hosafa. There's even more love for that person because that person has chosen to join Klal Yisrael. That's expressed, sort of that idea is expressed actually in Yalkut Shimoni, where the Yalkut Shimoni, this is in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, records a conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was asking about essentially this question, the status of love that would be conveyed to a ger. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you, let's say, have a roet tzvi, you have somebody who's a shepherd, Who does he love more, the deer that are in his flock already, or if a deer decided to travel essentially through the desert and leave behind where he's coming from, and then ends up with the flock of the Roeh? So the Alkut Shimoni said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the Roeh would have even stronger feelings for the animal that has joined the flock, as opposed to the animals that have always been there. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like, that's the way that I feel about a ger, right? A ger who comes and leaves his family and leaves his environment and accepts you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and accepts the das of Klal Yisrael, and accepts the das of the Torah. So that's like that Roeh who has even more love. And what's implied by the Alkut Shimoni is that we're speaking about maybe an issue of like Eichus or Nkamos, namely, it's like an even like a greater quantity of love for that ger. But there might be another way of reading the Rambam and even this Alkut Shimoni that maybe, I don't know if I ever saw this expressed. Yeah, I saw this actually, excuse me, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on Chumash speaks about this. Other acharonim as well, but namely that when it comes to Klal Yisrael, the ava you have for Klal Yisrael, it may not necessarily be, although Rav Kook and others imply otherwise, that you're loving a Jew for the essence of who that Jew is, right? You may not know that Jew, or the person may be a rotten person, or you may be, right, you love him because of the fact that he has a shame Yisrael. Right now, maybe you should love him as a person also, but the fundamental mitzvah of Avas Yisrael is that you love every person because they have a shame Yisrael, because they are included in the category, the national, historical, communal category of Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's sort of almost like the beginning point that mandates and animates love. Now, when it comes to a ger, that's not the case. It's v'haftem es hager. Right, and that's like the key part. It's the person themselves, right? Who this person is qua themselves, a person who's made a decision, a person who's gone through the difficult process of conversion, a person who has left behind a lot, a person who's gone through a lot, a person who's essentially made this leap over the abyss to join Klal Yisrael. That's a mitzvah, that's an ava for that person, again, qua that person, as opposed to just because he's nichal as part of Klal Yisrael. And that would also answer the question as far as why we have the second pasuk is brought down, l'halacha, as opposed to the first pasuk. The first pasuk is li, right? V'haftem. Just read the exact pasuk again. It says v'hafta lo kamocha, right? V'hafta lo kamocha sounds a little bit like the discussion of the Rishonim, and this is pointed out by the Malbim as well. It's not you're loving that person himself, but it's v'hafta lo. It's what you're doing towards him, what you're doing for him. What are the actions you're doing for him? What are the behaviors you're staying away for him? It's not him per se, but it's behavior and love demonstrated towards him. As opposed to the pasuk in Ekev, b'yahaftem es hager, no, it's this person himself that because of his commitment, he was chosen to come to Klal Yisrael, so you love him per se. And that's a very, very fundamental distinction of the nature of Ava. And again, that would answer why we use the pasuk in Ekev. It would also answer why we have two different mitzvahs. Hatorecha kamocha are behaviors towards this person because he's part of Klal Yisrael. V'haftem es hager is the love for that person per se. Now that love for the person, qua the person, comes out in a very famous letter that the Rambam wrote to Ovadia Hager. Ovadia Hager was a famous person, and just for the sake of this shiur, he wrote three letters to the Rambam. The first one might be the most famous. The first one asked the question, and the Rambam goes on a very long and a very important philosophical response about what should be the proper bracha that a ger says. Can he say the words, Asher b'charbanu mikol amim v'nason lanu es taraso? He chose me, you know, where can he essentially say that he's part of Klal Yisrael, and part of the giving of the Torah, Asher Kedushan of Mitzvah Sub, it's Ivano, that we were commanded in the mitzvah, where the reality was where he wasn't really commanded in that mitzvah. He came to the mitzvah afterwards. So the Rambam, first of all, was very, very sensitive in his response, and also gives like a fascinating philosophical response as well. Now, the letter that expresses his deep feeling of love for a ger is that Avadja HaGer mentioned to the Rambam that one of his rabbis, it's hard for me to get a sense exactly what the issue was, but essentially told him that he was an Oved Avodah Zarah because he was a Muslim before he converted to Judaism, and maybe called him a ksil, a fool, for having been an Oved Avodah Zarah, or maybe, it's hard to tell from the letter, the fact that he was a Muslim and this rabbi assumed that it was Avodah Zarah, maybe then the Geirus isn't good as a result. It's hard to tell exactly what the issue was, but either way, he embarrassed Ovadia Hager, and the Ovadia Hager like wrote a letter to the Rambam about it. Now the Rambam essentially went crazy on this rabbi on many, many levels. And how can he embarrass you like this? And embarrassment is such a horrible sin. And does he not know that when it comes to the mitzvah of Kivud Av, there's a mitzvah of Kavod and Yira, but it doesn't necessarily say to love your parents. That's not something the Torah mandates. But when it comes to a ger, it says v'yahavtem es ger. And the Rambam goes on and on and on in this vein. But the Rambam, he waxes poetic about you as a person, or a ger as a person who's a ger tzedek, who leaves everything and trudges to Klal Yisrael and leaves behind sort of one's family and one's community to join this community. He said, you know, can you imagine how beloved you are in the eyes of God? Imagine how despised your rabbi is for treating you, of all people, in this way. But it's a mitzvah that conveys not just the ahavta l'reacha, that love like towards a person because they're part of a community, but the love of the person themselves. And that very much comes through in this response of the Rambam. Just mentioned this is in the Shas Teshuvas HaRambam, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Now, I just want to point out two last interesting things just in regards to this mitzvah of Ahavtem Es Hager. The first is that the Rambam says at the end of the mitzvah, at the end of Mitzvah Reish Zayin, he says, "Uberov ha-midrashos beru shehakel tzon tzivanu al-hager," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us on a ger, "kamo shetzivanu al-atzmo," in the same way that we're commanded to love him, right? Because the mitzvah of loving another Jew is l'reacha. When it comes to a ger, it's v'ahavtem, as we said before, es hager. And by the same token, when it comes to loving Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, sort of the same type of language. Now, what seems to be implicit in the Rambam is that these two mitzvos are linked together, ahavas Hashem, as well as ahavas hager. Now, there's a really interesting and a beautiful discussion in the Gemara in Pesachim and the Maharsha and many Acharonim. A person, if they want to see more about this, they can look in the Pardes Yosef, in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yudches. And the Gemara says there in Pesachim, a Gemara people I'm sure are aware of, that Shimon HaMsoni was Doresh. He learned out all the Esim Shabbatorah. Every time it says S, there's a riboy. There's something which is being expanded or included through the word S. However, Shimon HaMsoni came to the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You shall fear God, and he couldn't figure out what could the word S becoming to be marbe. You fear God. There's nothing else. There's not. I mean, God doesn't have an adjunct. There's sort of no one else that's connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So S sounds like a riboy, but what is included or what is expanded when it comes to the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem? So Shimon HaMsoni says that I see from this that you really cannot be Doresh the Esim, and he was Purish from that altogether. He said sometimes an S does not come to be Marbe anything at all. Now Rabbi Akiva actually says that the S comes to include Larabos to me the Chachamim. You're supposed to have fear for Tam Chacham also. So the word S, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Marbe, does come to expand, does come to include, namely Tamid Chacham. Now, the Maharsha points out, wait one second, Shimon HaMsoni can't understand how the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem can be expanded, but how come he doesn't ask that same question when it comes to the mitzvah of V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha? How's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem expanded? There's only one God, there's love for that one God. So the Maharsha gives the answer that he gives. But what one can aver, and this is brought down some of the Achronim, is that no, there are ways of expanding love of God. I mean, love of God can sort of exist and be attained through a whole host of different feelings and experiences and expressions. So if a person loves nature, and this is what the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah in the second parak, and also in the fourth parak, you come to love nature and you see God in nature, so you've expanded your love of God, right? If you love people, so then you're able to expand your love of God through loving people. This is like a very, very classic idea. So what the Achronim point out is that what this Rambam implies by Ahavas Ager is that we're commanded in Ahavas Ager just like we're commanded in loving God. And that in a way the two are related. If a person really loves V'ahavtamas Ager, they love the Ger, they love his commitment, they love what he stands for, they love his Mesiras Nefesh, they love the enthusiasm that he's bringing, they love the fact that he's been mekabel the mitzvos. It connects to us as far as our own history, as the Gemara speaks about in Maseches Krisos, they were all Gerim at Har Sinai. So then, by doing that, so of course you're going to have more love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by loving the Ger, so then that's an entree to having even greater love and greater affection for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the answer to Maharsha's question. You're right. V'ahavtam es Hashem Elokecha, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, love of God can be expanded, and the way of doing that is love of Gerim, is love of converts. And that's like a very, very important idea, right? Meaning a HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, obviously, we know the Rambam's Yud Gimel Yikarim, of sort of the quote-unquote personality of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, the mitzvah of loving a HaKadosh Baruch Hu can sort of find different entrees, and that entree, according to many Acharonim, is the mitzvah of Ahavas Ager. The last thing I just want to point out, an amazing line in the Sefer HaChinuch. This is the Sefer HaChinuch, as I said before, in Mitzvah Mem Lamed Aleph. So the Sefer HaChinuch says that the Shorish HaMitzvah, the root of the mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah, is to have sensitivity towards people that really require sensitivity, that need sensitivity, because they're coming in and they feel awkward and uncomfortable, and where are they going to stand, and they don't know the Hebrew, and they feel not part of the community. Therefore, the mitzvah of Avas Ager, the special mitzvah, is sort of a recognition of the background of the Ger and why he might require that special sensitivity. So Sefer HaChinuch says, once already we're commanded in that, the sensitivity towards the Ger, so he says the following, V'yesh lana l'lamed min ha-mitzvah ha-yukara hazos. We can learn from this mitzvah yukara, l'rachem al-adam shehu bi'ir, she'ena eretz moladato, to have rachmanus on somebody who's in a city, and that city is not the place of his birth, u'makom mishpachos avasav, it's not the place of his familial upbringing, v'lo navir alav haderech, b'motzanu oso yechidi, we don't just sort of walk by him when we see him by himself, v'rachko me'alav osrav, and to distance ourselves from him, k'mo she'ena roim shahatora, tasirenu l'rachim akol mi shetzarech ezer. The Torah says we should have rachmanos to anyone who needs help. V'mhamidos halalu niske liyos merachamim May Hashem yisbel rach, if we're really sensitive to everyone in our midst, so that we can be zoche to rachamim from Kodesh Baruch Hu, bracha shemayim yanucha roshenu, God's blessing should rest on our head. So in the mitzvah of Avos Ager, the Sefer HaChinuch says, let's not forget that there are people who walk into our lives, into shuls, into communities, into organizations, institutions, schools, new family members, you know, in a thousand different ways, who are foreigners, right? They may have been born Jewish, but in all other respects, that they're foreigners as well. And therefore, this mitzvah comes to remind us about the necessity of sensitivity towards all people. There's an interesting question, which is brought down in Menachas Chinuch, and other Acharonim, that for this Sefer Chinuch, is there actually a kiyum of the mitzvah of Avos Ager when a person welcomes in, a stranger or a new person into shul? Is that like in some way a kiyum derais to the mitzvah of Avos Ager? So the Menachas Chinuch and other Chronim, they say no. Sefer Chinuch is just reminding us that just b'derech midos, what we see from this mitzvah is the necessity of sensitivity and rachmanos and friendliness to other people, but not that per se welcoming people into shul is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Avos Ager, but it is a reminder of appropriate behavior. Now, I think what's critical, and with this I'll conclude, is that the mitzvah of Avos Ager, it's really an entree, right? It's not just sort of like checking a box. It's not just, okay, there's a convert in our midst, and most shuls have people who are converts. It's actually a question brought down in Menachas Chinuch, whether this would apply to children of converts as well. But it's not just sort of checking a box. You know, it's taking the Torah and expanding ourselves through that, right? It's not just, okay, I'm going to treat a person nicely. I'm going to bring over a cake to their house. It's like truly loving and appreciating and acknowledging the experience they went through. We're expanding ourselves beyond just what does the Shulchan Aruch say, and into the world of a cultivation and a sensitivity of feelings. It's not just I'm going to say, okay, I care about this ger, but it's a recognition that if I truly appreciate this person and his life and his journey, and the Torah Sekadosha, that brings me towards a greater appreciation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're expanding ourselves beyond just sort of an action into the recognition that every sort of halacha expands us in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it expands us in the rest of the world as well. If we truly have an appreciation for the mitzvah of Avos Ager, so it makes us into different people. We're not going to be in shul and somebody who's a guest or a visitor or new, he walks in and we're going to walk right by him. It's impossible. If we truly embody and imbue the spirit of mitzvos, that's impossible. If we truly understand the mitzvah of Avos Ager, it's going to allow us to sort of see the whole world differently and communities differently and shuls differently. So therefore, the mitzvah itself is beautiful, but it's also a mitzvah that allows us to expand, both in our feelings about the ger itself, in ava for the gavra, as opposed to him just being part of Klal Yisrael, in ava for Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, and the way the Rambam connects, v'yahavta es Hashem Kecha and v'yahavtam es ager. And lastly, a certain love and sensitivity for the world and for Klal Yisrael, even people who were born Jewish, but who is out there in the world, who perhaps is uncomfortable in any given situation, and our ability to embrace that person as well. Maybe we should continue to learn together, continue to make sure that we have the proper perspective towards all people, and a special kiyum of the mitzvah of Avos Ager, and a clear sensitivity towards the background and the history of both converts and all people who come into our midst. Thank you.